conscious movement. I hope everybody here is. Yes, I think everybody here is. And as members of the Krishna consciousness movement, we have a very grave responsibility. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us this responsibility, you know, what is it? Yare dekatarika Krishna Vadesh, Maragai Guru Hoy, Tare Desh, right? That wherever you go, you should give people the association of Krishna and Krishna Vadesh, of course, the instructions about Krishna. Now, that's a very challenging thing for us. That's our responsibility. Everyone has that responsibility. Especially, of course, Prabhupada would say, quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Bharta Bhumite, that anyone who's born in the land of Bharta Bhumi, Bharta Bharsha, has that responsibility. So also, anyone who has taken initiation in Krishna consciousness has that responsibility. And that responsibility is to bring others to Krishna consciousness. And when we bring others to Krishna consciousness, we know that's the way to become most dear to Krishna, according to Krishna in the Gita. That no one is more dear to me than he who teaches this Bhagavad Gita or teaches Krishna consciousness to others. So the question is, based about the char, you know, sadachar, vichar, achar, all these things, is how do these things relate to bringing people to Krishna consciousness? Well, first of all, one has to understand Krishna consciousness too, first, before being able to give people Krishna consciousness. So that's the first thing. But once you understand Krishna consciousness, then you have to have the potency to bring people to Krishna consciousness. And that potency comes not simply by knowing the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, also another verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Shakti Vinana He Tari Pravartana Kali. Whoops.
Who was making that noise?
That's fine, I can do without the noise. Kali Kalera Dama Krishna Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vinana He Tari Pravartana. So one gets Krishna Shakti, because without Krishna Shakti, you're not going to give Krishna consciousness to anybody. Just like there's many professional kirtan people. Like many years ago, we had a musical performance here in New Orleans after the Rath Yatra, where there was a famous kirtan singer, right? Remember? I'm not going to mention names. I remember the name, but I'm not going to mention any names. So don't. Don't tell me the name. I know it. So a very famous kirtan singer, and he was on the stage, and you know, all that nice. I guess it was good for raising money. And basically, after the performance, he and his associates, they did things that were a violation of the regulated principles. You may or may not know that. You know, they do like drinking and things like that. I'm not going to get into the details. So my point is, because they did not have the achar, you know, the proper behavior, their chanting had absolutely no spiritual effect on anybody. No. In fact, you could even say, Vaishnava Moko Girnam Putam Kari Kari Gatam Ritam Shravana Naiva Kartapyam Sarpo Chisti Yatapayam. This is from the Haribhakti Shudaya quoted by Sanatana Goswami, that if one hears about Krishna from someone who is not following the achar, you know, proper Vaishnava behavior, then it may even be like taking milk touched by the lips of a serpent. That means the milk is nice, but at the same time you're getting poison. So that's a real big problem there. So you have to really have the potency to be able to bring people to Krishna consciousness. So in other words, you must be following, but following means not only the good behavior and, you know, following four regular principles and things like that, but you have to be connected to the disciplic succession. What does that mean? Connected to the disciplic succession doesn't mean simply that one has taken initiation. But it means that one must be serving the spiritual master in disciplic succession. Like I often tell people, that the reason, one of the reasons, that people should stay within ISKCON is because if they leave ISKCON, they're leaving Srila Prabhupada's instruction. And we all know from the Guru Bhashtika, Nagati Katopi, they cannot be connected to Krishna if they leave Prabhupada's instruction. I mean, for example, Prabhupada said one time, anyone who leaves the Krishna conscious movement, their Krishna consciousness is like an hallucination. Hallucination means, I guess you all know what that means. It's like when someone takes drugs. They just get hallucinated. Somebody, or someone mental, a person in the mental institution is thinking that he's God or Napoleon or, you know, pick someone in India, or Mahatma Gandhi. That's an Indian example. So anyway, one has to be serving the spiritual master, good behavior. Those things are absolutely essential because all of us, we are representatives of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Like, we exhibit bad behavior, apart from the fact that it is not pleasing to Krishna, it will actually drive people away from Krishna consciousness. For example, say if I'm flying in an airplane, going somewhere in an airplane, and I start yelling at the stewardess or yelling at the person who is selling tickets or something like that, then that will reflect upon the whole movement. Whatever a devotee does, it reflects upon the whole movement. So like Lord Chaitanya said that, you know, sannyasi, especially a sannyasi, is like a white sheet, even though we wear saffron. But the white sheet, if there's one spot on it, then everybody notices. If you have a sheet that's a different color, you can get away with being dirty. Right? If you have, like, that's the advantage of wearing blue jeans, which some of you are wearing. Because if you... So let's say if you don't clean your blue jeans, dungarees, or whatever you call them nowadays, for like 3 years, nobody will notice. In fact, nowadays, people buy blue jeans with holes already in them, right? And they're very expensive. I had one disciple, he had holes in his blue jeans, and I asked him, how much did you pay for that? He said, I paid $150 for it. And I said, hey, I can just go to Walmart and make the holes myself. You give me the difference in the money. So the point is, but if someone is a white sheet, then you see the dirt. So with the devotees, it's like that. When we go out, everyone will judge the society based upon our actions. So we have to be connected, just to reiterate or repeat what I just said, we have to be connected to the disciplic succession, following the practices of Krishna consciousness, and also setting a good example. Like if we want to argue with each other, don't do it in public. Do it in your home. You want to have a fight with your friend, you know, you do it at home. Not out in the street and not in front of guests, because not only will it ruin our reputation, but someone may never come back again to the movement, and that person's whole spiritual life will be delayed by that. And that's a serious thing, because that means if someone's spiritual life is delayed or stopped by our actions, that means he will again have to take a very unfortunate type of birth in his next life. In other words, you're condemning a person. You're committing violence. Prabhupada one time, or several times, said that violence means to stop a living entity's spiritual progress. So we have to be very careful not to stop, and in fact, on the opposite, to bring people to Krishna consciousness. So that means achar, acting properly, and then finally we get to the prachar, okay, I mean speaking. If one wants to speak nicely about Krishna consciousness, it requires studying Prabhupada's books, understanding the philosophy, associating with people who know how to present Krishna consciousness, and another important point is, when you're speaking to people, know who you're speaking to so you can present it to them so they'll understand it and won't reject Krishna consciousness. So we were just speaking, just before this, we were speaking about presenting Krishna consciousness to soldiers in the Navy. We were talking about this. And so, when you're presenting Krishna consciousness to the soldiers in the Navy, you don't want to start immediately telling them, this is God and you should come worship the demons. Because most of them happen to be Christians or Muslims or something like that. But if they're Muslims, you're going to end up in the jihad there. But you know, most of them basically can't relate to what deities are. So you have to be conscious of who you're talking to and present Krishna consciousness according to your audience. So prachar is a science. Now you have to have the basic prerequisites, which is good behavior and connection to the disciplic succession, dedication to the Prabhupada's movement, and then scientifically understand and pray to Krishna as you're distributing Krishna consciousness. So all these different ingredients are required in order to carry out the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and of Srila Prabhupada. And when you do this, your spiritual progress is very rapid. So, why should we make spiritual progress? Because then you become happy. I don't think there's anyone here who does not want to become happy. Is there? Is there anyone? Raise your hand if you want to be miserable. We can arrange it. No, everybody here wants to be happy and connected in loving exchange with Krishna. Krishna consciousness is not simply some imagination. You can actually see Krishna, be with Krishna, see Lord Chaitanya, be with Lord Chaitanya. Just like there's many stories of these great acharyas that in their meditation on Krishna and seeing Krishna, they were able to even bring things back from the spiritual world, like Srinivasacharya, so many stories. I'm not going to tell that story because time is short. So, anyway, so that's my message tonight. Be a representative of Krishna in every way. Learn how to bring people to Krishna consciousness. We have a great responsibility. That's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, wherever you meet. Krishna Upadesha, give you Krishna's instruction. And in this way, your life will be perfect. And everyone is meant to become a guru in that way. We should focus our minds in this way. Not that we all become initiating gurus, but we should focus on, I want to be a guru, to instruct people, to bring people. There's nothing more satisfying. I can tell you that from my own life. There's nothing more satisfying that I do than bringing people to Krishna consciousness. When I actually bring people to the front of the deities for the first time or chanting the first round, it gives me so much satisfaction, more than even eating prasadam. Remember that. And then also, when we have guests on Sunday, I know everyone likes to eat prasadam on Sunday, but we have so many guests. So we should reach out to them. I mean, the guests may be from a different culture in general, but still, reach out and make friendship with people. The reason people come to Krishna consciousness here in the Western world is not really philosophy so much. It's more friendship. You know, that's the real lack that people have, especially nowadays with all these different mobile gadgets. You know, people are just looking at their phones. They can't even recognize what their children look like anymore. Who are you? Isn't it? all day long. Sometimes I go for walks to the park here, and everybody's walking through the streets with their phone in their head. I'm wondering why they don't get run over by a car. You ever see that?
Yes.
Especially if you're driving a taxi, you got to watch out for all the people with their phones. So, because people have a real need for human connection. I mean, you don't have to be like a spectacular philosopher. You just have to talk to people, make friends with them, ask them, you know, where are you from? Thank you for coming. Otherwise, people won't stay. Actually, the first time I went to the Hare Krishna temple, they didn't treat me nicely. The first time it happened, I walked into the Hare Krishna temple. This is in 1969, before any of you were born. And I tried to read one of Prabhupada's books, and they told me I wasn't spiritually advanced enough to read Prabhupada's books. So I had a bad experience. And they told me also that I better join, or else Kali Yuga was coming, and I was going to be living underground and eating other human beings. That's my first experience in the Hare Krishna temple. And I said, as they say in Spanish, hasta la vista. So it took me 2 more years to join because of that unpleasant experience. So we should give people a very pleasant welcome. Come, thank you for coming. Here's prasadam. Is there anything you'd like? And then, I tell you, bring people to Krishna consciousness now. Regardless whether they're Americans or Indians or Chinese or Russians or whatever, everybody's looking for friendship. And that's also what I like about this temple, because everybody's friendly with me. Isn't everybody? It's nice. Everybody has a nice service, maybe because I'm a sannyasi. Everybody wants blessings. Anyway, so everyone's friendly with me, and it's a very, I feel a very warm atmosphere here. That's why I came back three or four times the last 2 months. So let's show that to others too, and then we'll make so many changes. So it's our responsibility. Okay, so now we'll go on with the appreciation. Makanchor.
There's a certain trend that I have followed here, because we have a list of 91 families. Some of them are single. I already made mention.
91 families.
Yeah. Okay. The 91 families that we have, and some of the ladies, I don't know their initiated names, because we are not supposed to be familiar with other people's wives.
That's good.
But some of them interacting with services, we come to know their names. May not be initiated names sometimes, because they took initiation later, the name changed. So if I don't mention Mataji's names, please don't get offended. Because I know you, I know your face, who you are, but some of the names may not be there. And not only that, I will not be able to evaluate every single devotee's qualities. Basically, I'm trying to do everything in a gist, in a short. So if I don't speak something that you have done for this temple, please don't get offended. I know a lot of people have done a lot of services in the past, but I may not be able to evaluate all of them, because I have a big long list of people here that we need to appreciate. This is actually in regard to the appreciation of the services that you have done basically in the year 2018. And we encourage everyone to increase and do more. Because Prabhupada always wanted, don't decrease. At least maintain. But it will be nice if you always increase. That's right. So first, it starts with our temple president, Ananta Gopal. Also, it's not according to seniority. I have not done this according to seniority. I have done it alphabetically. So please don't get offended, oh, I'm senior, that other person, why he's telling my name at the last. I know Vitalesh before we start, we will be, but I'll be giving you first. But before that, I would like to thank Vrikrishna Maharaj to be here, and we have appreciation for you, a nice gift. Because the people who manage the day-to-day services and responsible for this temple to keep it open every day, I would like to thank our devotee Shraddhadev Manan Prabhu. Please come.
He's too shy.
Please come. I know he's humble. He doesn't want to take anything, but this is something that you... This is a blessing. Don't refuse it.
Oh, it's really heavy. He got more than you,
Maharaj. Yes,
you got to take it.
Okay. And of course, there's another person who has, on right next to him, he's been doing services for a long time here, and always ready to do anything this is required in this temple. Sometimes he gets through a lot of opposition, hurdles and things like that, but he still comes in the time of need. Is Sarvatara Prabhu and his family. He's not here. Yeah, but so he can leave it here. Yeah, he's not here. Okay, and then we can start with the longest temple president in this temple. Ananda Gopal Prabhu, very humble. He's also in India. So, we're going to skip that part. Next, of course, I told you we're doing it alphabetically and not according to seniority. So, we'll go that way. We have Amar Gopal Prabhu and family. Steady, nice devotee with a leadership quality, one of our board member. Excellent. Wife is excellent cake decorator and stitching qualities, dedicated to Shishi Radha Radha Kanta. He's not here? Okay. Next, I will request Amrit Karan Prabhu. Nice Brahman Brahmachari, performing nice Brahmanical community to the community service.
He surrendered Brahmachari.
And we encourage him to take the fourth order of life soon.
Maybe someday.
Someday.
Next, I will request Antaratma Prabhu and family, enthusiastic and determined devotee, did excellent job during the Rath Yatra, dedicated to serve even in the challenging weather. A wife is artistic writing. Because of her sacrifice, he's able to do a lot of service in the temple. You will get a Bhagavatam set also from the temple.
Thank you. You did a great job.
Next, I would like to invite Anurindaksha Prabhu and family, long time steady family and good Brahmanical qualities. Even during difficult times, they continue to serve the deities during Brahma Muhurta. Once in a week, they serve. Him and his wife are here.
Where is Mataji?
This is for them, Maharaj. Even when the gunmen used to attack, there's the poor families used to come every day, every Saturday. They have the service. They don't care for that. They come morning time. Their whole family to serve.
Fantastic. Good example.
Next, I would like to invite Adi Satviki Mataji, artistic and dedicated pujari to Radha Radha Kanta. She is not here. Okay. Next, a request to Amar Krishna and family. He's not here. Good pujari and with technical abilities. Animesh and Jashoda. They're not here. Adi Krishna and family. Abhiram Das and Anuradha. Abhiram. Please come. Very nice and humble devotee. Available always to do service even during Krishna time.
Yeah,
his wife is Anuradha.
Where's the gift? Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Available always to do service even during Krishna times. And Adbhut Krishna is not here. Advaita and Radhika? They're here?
They're in India.
In India. Yes. Wonder if we have a very dedicated Mataji here. She's been doing some services regularly in the past, and she comes for the regular program. And we encourage her to continue the service that she has. Brinda Mataji, please come. Next, I would like to invite a long-time Prabhupada disciple. We have respect and thank you for being in the community. Brahmapada Prabhu. He didn't come. And also we have a wonderful cook and is dedicated to cook for the Radha Radha Kanta. And his name is Braj Kishore Prabhu. He's not here. This is a very nice devotee family. We appreciate for being so a service to Radha Radha Kanta, Brahma Bhavanamrita Prabhu and family. Oldest was very humble, always glorifying others. Amalina Manadena. We appreciate your service, Dikpal Prabhu. Because of the sacrifice of his wife, he's always able to come and serve in this temple.
He's come so far.
Very nice and steady family dedicated to Radha Radha Kanta. Also board member, please welcome Divyaratna Prabhu and Kunti Vallabha Devi Das. Next, I would like to thank for this devotee for coming back to New Orleans, good and very learned Brahmana, Divya Gopal Prabhu. He's a Kuber.
Mm-hmm.
May you always stay in New Orleans.
Thank you, Mama. That's all we need.
Arrivo, arrivo.
Your problem, Dante.
Number 19. Dinapadana Prabhu is here?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. Next, I would like to thank this devotee for sacrifice and dedication even during adverse health condition. We pray for your speedy recovery. Devananda Prabhu. This devotee is a pillar of this temple for staying tall and firm. Thank you for so much for your dedication, Dhrumila Prabhu. Okay. Very nice. Everybody knows about this family. They have been dedicated, and even in hard times they come here to dress the deities on Saturdays, coming for Mangalarti. No matter what, how business is, doesn't matter. Financial bad conditions, weather conditions, they always come. And he is a good singer, and the family is also dedicated to this temple, Gadadhar Prabhu and Karnika Mataji. Next, I would like to invite the leader of the young generation. Thank you so much for being an excellent service during Rath Yatra, Gokul Gopal and Madhuri Shakti Devi Dasi. This is number 25.
Very hard work, you man. Getting today over the temple.
That's not
not my goal, but he has a lot of experience.
Also a board member.
A board member.
He said he's young. He's 38 years old.
What?
He's 38 years old. It's not young.
This devotee family, very nice Vaishnava family, never miss their service, same as Gadadhar Prabhu. They always dedicated cook and always ready to serve the deities. Her wife dedicated to make garlands. Gaur Gopal Prabhu and Vishakha Devidasi. Shyam, and a good air. Setting good example and sanskar to your kids.
They are also having a special prize, Maharaj. They never miss their service. Very dedicated.
Mother-in-law also.
More service.
Mother-in-law also came.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law, yeah.
Is also here. She also comes and helps.
Please excuse me, I don't know sometimes the initiated name, so. Thank you very much. His wife, the daughter Bharati, she performed dances in the Radhiyon Rathya.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Next, I would like to a wonderful and dedicated young generation, good for future for this temple, also doing the MC, Sunday school, and so many places. Gopal, Radhe, and Anuradha. That's it. He's always there doing all special events, organizing cultural events.
You can do the next generation temple president.
We appreciate your dedication for Chandan Yatra and flower outfit, introduced his son Shubham to a new generation leadership to organize Krishna Fest, Gaur Krishna Prabhu and Mathura Chandrika. Shubham also. Shriya, Shriya also.
To organize Krishna Fest.
Really, he's the person who organized the Krishna Fest.
You get a Bhagavatam stage, you have the special prize for you.
Long term devotee serving in Skon Nola, nice decorator, good pujari, Govinda Prabhu. Even being an engineer, maintains humility and performs nice service in that mood. Garagacharya Prabhu. Okay. Nice Pujari, we thank you very much to be in your service. Sangeeta, she's also wife, who is also Sunday school teacher. Guru Das and Sangeeta. Number 30. We thank this devotee for very much for making nice milk sweets for Radha Radha Kanta, Hanuman and Leelavati. He is known for making nice milk sweet and South Indian dishes. We thank this devotee to be in the community and always there for some service whenever you call him. Haridas Prabhu. He's not here. Okay. But there's only one Krishna in this temple. One Ishwar. Ishwar Krishna and Rasomayi Radhika, daughter Shailaja and Chaitanya Priya. Dedicated leader, board member, wife, she's an excellent garland maker, and Shailaja performs dances during all the festivals. We thank also for his VSP service, Gonita dressing on Wednesdays, Jamuna Jeevan Prabhu, and wife, your family, he's not here? Okay. Long time Prabhupada disciple, always there with his special technical effect, help from him, he's there. Gyananath Prabhu, not here, okay. Nice brahmacharis doing service in the community for some time, for a long time actually. Jagat Priya Prabhu. Now, long time devotee serving in this temple for longer than anyone of us over here. Excluding you, of course. In the family, and special thanks to help build the Vyasa Sangh. Jairam Prabhu and Mother Madhira.
Thank you so much for helping
to build this Prabhupada. Nice young generation bhajan singer, dedicated Radha Radha Kanta, Jagannath Vasudev Prabhu. This person is dedicated to dressing Srila Prabhupada every Sunday. Mother Joy, she's here. Son is here. Kala Chakri Prabhu is not here, right? Krishna Charan Prabhu is
there? Yes. You can just mention their services.
Okay, best sweet maker in New Orleans. Thank you for all your service and sweets. He's always, whenever there's a sweet required, he's the person to do mass cooking and making sweets for this temple.
Laddu.
Laddu. Krishna Charan Prabhu and family. We welcome you and your family in our community. We are well informed about your capabilities. We encourage you to use your talents in the service of Radha Radhakanta, Keshav Madhav Prabhu. And why, family is not here? Okay. Nice dedicated devotee, worked hard for Rath Yatra, enthusiastic and young generation devotee, Krishna Indu Prabhu. Thank you very much for your service. Your wife makes it nice dollars. Madan Prabhu? Mathura Krishna is here? Mathura, thank you very much for your... He's also a long time devotee in this New Orleans temple. We encourage him, just like Chandradev Manu, to be the next Brahman. He's been serving as an initiated devotee for long, many years, but next step he has to take. During early days, you were here. During generations, he was there for all kinds of service. Mathura Krishna Prabhu is not here. Nice addition to our community.
He skipped one person's name, he's very humble. It's Makanchor Prabhu, most learned Brahmin in our community. We appreciate. Please. He's very smart. See how he immediately skipped his name and went forward.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Very nice, humble number.
Nice addition to this community. Cook, Pujari, Kirtan leader, good samosa maker, Mahasevak Prabhu. Take a break.
He's doing puja. Medical job,
He's dressing it.
Okay, we'll give him.
Ramana Mala Bhattacharya is on. Ninoti Pushpa Gopal and Anuradha, they are here?
No.
Yes.
But you can just mention so devotees know what service.
Yeah, thank you. You have Anuradha, she's also performed nice dance performances in this temple. Upcoming young devotee, we thank you for being in the community. Nandagopal and family, thank you. Your wife, one who donated her first salary to the temple, the entire salary. Next, I would like to thank Nandadas. Fastest samosa maker, very nice and humble.
Proxy.
You can take it. Nice addition to this community. Unique style kirtan leader. Wife is artistic and creator. Nimai Nita and Padmalochani. Mara, you can listen to his kirtans and his unique style kirtan.
Oh, I've heard it already.
Yes.
One of the best,
Mara. Best dad, very creative. And then he's young. Decoration, Radha Ashtami.
30.
Then Diwali, everything.
Thank you very much. The only person here, long time in our community, name is Sharani Prabhu. Sharmaji. People call him Sharmaji. Name is Sharani. He's not here.
Okay.
53. Oh, yeah. We welcome this couple to our community. They have been long time here. They do especially during festivals. Husband is a good mridanga player. Wife is very educated. She wants to start a special way of educating people in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And the decoration and Govardhan, Nimai and Kishori. They're coming. Alright, okay. And this person is cook, kirtan leader, very humble family. Palak Nitaya and Vimala Vishnu Priya Devidasi. This person is a nice addition to the Pujari group, regularly doing Mangalarti, waking up the deities and offering Mangalarti sweets and doing Archana in the morning. Palas, Prabhu? He's not here?
No, he is. He's supposed to be here. He's doing service.
Where's Palas? He's on the altar? Real Brahmana, training young kids during Sunday class, same as they are very dedicated to come to on Saturdays to bless the deities and coming, bringing all the, his kids for Mangalarti. Good example for everyone. Pacheda and Madhavi Priya Shyam, Madhavi Shyam Prabhu. This person, we encourage him to do service in the future, and he is a long time in this temple community. Thank you for being in the community, Padmanabha Prabhu and family. Welcome to our family. Nice addition to a Pujari group, Partha Prabhu.
I'm busy in the service.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
hold on.
Next.
Yeah, when he comes out, we can
go ahead. Okay, well, you can keep him. Yes. Next, this is a very learned couple. He's been coming to this temple for many years, actually. And well educated in Bhagavad Gita and regularly doing service in the, serving our devotees. Prasad Padaluga and family, please come. His wife is here. In spite of serving this temple as a president, but maintains a humble attitude, perfect example for temple leaders, Ranganath Prabhu. Real Pandit in our community, advanced classes, all kinds of advanced teachings is coming from this person, Radha Charan Prabhu. Dedicated cook for Radha Radha Kanta, always helpful to devotees, nice devotee family. Daughter performs dances during special events, Rasamaya Advaita Prabhu and family.
Someone has to go and call him. I just hold the gate here.
He's still engaged in cooking.
Dr. Prabhu is cooking, so somebody can go and call. We can go next one.
Yeah. Nice devotee family, exemplary. Makes nice cakes for other Kanta. Attending all temple activities. Rohini Nandan Prabhu, Mother Andarini, and Dr. Golwani. Mother Andarini?
Rohini Prabhu was here.
Rohini was here.
Rohini Prabhu. Rohini Prabhu. He comes.
He comes.
He comes to my home. So when Bhagavatam said, we'll go to your home.
This one is a nice Vaishnava family, good cook. Wife is the best, one of the best chapati makers. You can make as I can take chapatis from her hand. She cooks very thin, very, what do you call, calorie conscious. Ram Radhan Prabhu and family. Real soldier of ISKCON. Very dedicated to temple, helping Rath Yatra. Radha Kanta Prabhu. Radha Kanta Chandra. Rasamaya Advaita Prabhu is here. He's still engaged in cooking. Radha Kanta is here? No?
He's out and back.
Okay. We thank this devotee for being here, serving the deities dedicated to serving as a pujari, Radha Ranjan Prabhu. Radha Ranjan. He's not here. So this family is also very nice, dedicated to dressing Radha Radha Kanta. We miss your family, Satya Gaur Prabhu. It's a nice, humble Vaishnava family dedicated to cook for Radha Radha Kanta. She's a Raghunath and family. He's gone to India, I think. I think 72 and 73 we already gave. Yeah. One of the most dedicated couple of Radha Radha Kanta. Any service you ask them, they will do it. He or she is there. They are there to do it. Shyamanga and Ratneshwari.
Very, very nice, humble devotee.
In spite of family difficulty, dedicated to serve Radha Radha Kanta, we pray to the wife's early recovery, Srivas and Suchanda Devidasi.
He was here.
Long time devotee, we encourage him to do more service, and he was doing in the past, but he continued to do more service, Sambha and family. Long time devotee of ISKCON, thank you for joining the community. We encourage you to use your talent in the service of Radha Radha Kanta. Subesha and family. This family is a nice addition to our community. We've been here a long time. It's Sandeep and family. We have a program in his house tomorrow. So, son's birthday. And this one, Sanatan and family, thank you for being here. Wife is a good dance teacher. She's dedicated to training kids and girls especially in dancing. I think they are not here. Sanatan and family. Long term devotee in ISKCON, regularly maintaining personal sadhana, coming for Mangalarti every day. Well wisher of ISKCON Nola, Sudarshan Prabhu and family. We went to work that day. This person I would like to thank specially. He's a good cook, nice devotee, since serving this temple for many, many years. Sundar Gopal and family. He's also cooking.
Somebody can get it.
Yeah.
We thank this devotee couple. Thank you very much for joining our community. Congratulations for your new son. Good competitor cook to Gaur Gopal family. Sachi Sutta and family. He's not here. Thank you very much for this way. We thank this family. We're dedicated to service to Radha Radha Kanta. Srikant and family. Sudha Gopal is here. This is a nice devotee, dedicated to Radha Radha Kanta. Always there when we need any kind of service, he's there to help. Sudha Goswami and family. And son, he's also a nice technician, good security. During Sunday, he watches the temple around at night. So he's also on watch as a security person. Shuta Goswami is here. Number 82. And Shuta Goswami Prabhu's son, Sukanta, he's not here?
He's
a security guy. He's also a nice technician, good computer knowledge. And he also cooks on Sunday feast. We have one devotee just recently passed, and then sometime back, a year back, his wife and family is still here. Trustee Rima, Mohini, and Madhavi, they are here. Thank you very much for your support and being in the community. We miss Radha Kanta.
Gopal Tamini. His
family, his aunt. We miss Radha Kanta Prabhu. And we want to thank this devotee for perfect devotee family, nice dancers. Thank you for long time service. Krishna and Bhagavati, good assets, dancers and kirtan leaders, Tejaswaru Prabhu and her family. Good cook, devotee family, been here for a long time. Kavi Krishna and family. We thank this devotee, good kirtan asset in your community. Why perfect daughter of Kamakya Prabhu in making pizza. Madhavi is a daughter. Madhavi, perfect young dancer with nice personality. Uttam Prabhu and family. Good asset for this temple, long time Prabhupada disciple. Good asset for this temple, long time disciple. Good example for brahmacharis dedicated to the Prabhupada preaching with Chaleshwar Prabhu. Thank you for all your service, especially for Rath Yatra in times of all challenging weather. This person was dedicated to actually finishing the repair of Rath Yatra cart. Yogesh and family.
Without him, we couldn't get the rock done this year. He's the
special gift.
Wow. We are expecting a new couple to join our community. We thank Ram Toshan Prabhu and family for joining our community. We hope for your involvement and association at our temple. We also appreciate Prasadananda and Premavatar for being in our community. These devotees are there But they come only on special festivals. We encourage them to just regular, come regularly and serve this temple. Thank you very much for being here. I hope I have covered everyone. You missed out anyone? And last but not the least, good Sankirtan leader. I know back in the old days, we used to have a competition between Atlanta Temple and New Orleans Temple. With the book distribution score. And Mahanasini's name was always on the top. So, of course, in Atlanta, we used to come again. The time when she was not distributed for something, our score would go higher in Atlanta. But she's not here. She's visiting her husband in Panama. We thank her for being in our community. Thank you very much. I think that concludes today's program.